Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got, it's just you and me right now. We're doing our best to get Ray Keating on the line. We're having a little technical difficulty making that happen, but he'll be with us in just a few minutes, I'm sure. And Ray and I, we're going to talk, one of the things we're going to talk about is what's going on with small business owners and Obamacare. And one of the things that I want to point out to you that you may not know about is why there's so much anguish going on right now in the pricing structure for everyone. In the old system, before Obamacare, when the marketplace was managing things, there were about 8 pricing tiers, the tier pricing. And it was based on age, and it was based on actuarial principles. Imagine that, right? Actuarial principles. And there were around 8 levels. I've heard some people say 16, and maybe the, you know, that's for the high functioning folks who know more about this than I do. But I think the general accepted number is 8. And so. Depending on how old you are, depending on all the different conditions, the different things that they might ask you about is for your lifestyle, things like that. Do you smoke? Do you not smoke? Etc. Do you jump out of airplanes or not? Etc. Do you drive a crane or do you drive a pencil at work? You know, and things like that. So you could fall in any of 8 different. Any of 8 different tiers of pricing. And that seemed to work out pretty well for most people for all these years, right? It was a tried and true, well-tested out system. Well, under Obamacare, there are only 3 tiers. So that means that more people get lumped in to the same category. And also, as you know, there's no discrimination for pre-existing conditions. There are questions that you can't ask anymore. I'm assuming you can't ask about lifestyle anymore. It's pretty much an age thing, right? The young, so let's say in tier 1, and the folks in the middle in tier 2, and the older folks in tier 3, pretty much like that. And so when you compress the 8 tiers into 3, that means that there's going to be a discrepancy. More of a dramatic swing, I should say. There's going to be more of a dramatic swing between the tiers in terms of pricing. And this is why you've been hearing that the younger people are going to start paying more. They're going to have to, if you take 8 tiers, 8 pricing tiers, and compress that into 3, that means that somebody's going to pay more than they were before, and probably somebody's going to pay less. And the way it seems to be working out is that older people will be paying less than they were, even though they probably are going to be requiring more health care, and younger people are going to be paying more than they would have with the old system, even though they're going to be requiring less of the system. So what you have now is an inherent flaw in the way people feel about joining a system like this. Why would a young person pay a lot more for my health care if I'm an older person than just for their own health care? Now, all insurance is a pool, right? All insurance is based on a pool. But it's also based on those actuarial factors that are put in, and then that are priced based on all those factors. Now that the government has basically taken away most of the actuary of healthcare, now we just have these three arbitrary categories, these arbitrary tiers, they call them. And that's where the people that I know, the people that I trust will tell you that the three-tier pricing now instead of the eight is where most of the issues are. So start expecting to hear more about that, and you'll start from now on you'll start paying attention to that now, and you'll hear more about it, and you'll start to understand why this law is fatally flawed. Quick break, 20 till, stay with me. I'm Jim Blassie again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.